What's going on, my little dump friends? Welcome to the voicemail dump truck on this Thursday, March 28th, 2024. That's right, the dump truck made a pilgrimage from Boston back to its home base. My God, does this piece of shit truck not get good gas mileage? Well, how many times did we stop?
At least like 12.
At least 11, D.
Most of those were bathroom breaks for Dan.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
I got Gatorade bottles. I'm fine.
Hey.
Do you know how much money it costs to fill up a dump truck?
I'm assuming
$700.
With trash?
No, gas.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah, that's how much it cost us. I got maybe
it cost you.
I'm shocked and appalled. I wanted to get my grandma texted me, hey, get me something from Boston. Just a postcard.
Sure.
I didn't have time to go anywhere. I thought the airport would have a postcard. No postcards.
Really?
Nope.
Yeah.
No, I had them all in my carry-on.
Right.
They were all on my person. That's right. The only thing I got in Boston that I will take with me and remember is the delicious lobster roll. Isn't that right,
yeah.
Mike Minot?
Oh, the salted caramel lobster roll from Lifted, the restaurant that was inside our Omni whatever hotel. Oh, you know, I have to actually confess, that was actually my first lobster roll ever. We don't have,
wait,
in Ohio, you think we have lobster rolls of any quality? No.
Well,
Disney World.
Clearly, you're allowed to leave Ohio, as you've done many times, and like you can get them at any place where lobster is abundant.
See, I do see them like in Disney World, but they're always like the very mayo-y ones. And I'm not done deal with mayo. I can maybe do it. But I look at it, and it also always has like little chopped up celery in it or something. I'm like, no, I don't want that.
It's a salad.
It's like a cold salad. I don't want it.
I've been doing this dumbass thing where every Tuesday, Bonk and I watch movies, and we order a salad from this nice local salad place. And whenever it's like a buffalo or like Mexican salad or something like that.
Wait, a buffalo Mexican salad?
A buffalo or Mexican. Anything that's like avocado and beans and stuff in it.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I'm always worried when it arrives that like, oh God, this sauce has got to be blue cheese. It's got the little flakes in it or whatever. So I always dump it out. And there've been a couple times I was thinking it was ranch and I dumped it in the salad and like Bonk has gone in and like surgically excised it. And then I put the like normal, like actual ranch on it. We found out after doing this for like 2 months, it's just ranch. They just have specks in their ranch and it's delicious. It's good as hell. So I've been dumping out good ranch to put in like just, you know, store Hidden Valley stuff or whatever.
The thing that sucks when you talk is like,
boy, it's kind of my whole job to talk. That sucks.
You fucking, you know, we're all yes anding. We're all like, oh, this is food combo, this is food bands. And then you're like, I tried to deconstruct ranch dressing for no reason.
It had crazy flex in it. I thought it was blue cheese.
Like the dill? Like what flex?
I would
keep it in the trash if it was dill.
Guess what the main flavor of ranch is?
Don't ruin ranch for me, Mitch.
Don't do it, Mike.
Hey, Mitch. The 18th, we'll have a food expert on. Ask the chef on the 18th when you're on with me and Emma.
Dan, have you ever
seen food questions for that?
Yeah.
When have you ever seen ranch without any specks in it?
Most of the stuff, it's pretty just opaque. It's just look at a bottle like Hidden Valley.
Hidden Valley absolutely has specs in it. 100%.
I mean, tiny, but not like stringy. Like these were stringy. This looked more like blue cheese.
No, blue cheese is crumbly bits of actual blue cheese.
God, blue cheese is so good,
horrifying, but yeah.
Okay, fine. You're allowed to not like blue cheese, but like all ranch dressing has that.
These were ample specs.
Friend?
Okay, bigger. Maybe there are bigger specs. That's fine.
God forbid
specs.
It's homemade, perhaps.
Beefy is specs.
I go back and forth on homemade sauces at restaurants.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not into like a house-made ketchup.
Oh, Jan,
you just
want
Ken's Steakhouse, whatever.
Yeah.
I'll have A1.
Ketchup. Absolutely don't make like homemade. Just look, it's ketchup. Give me Heinz. Give me Hunt's if you have to. But come on, homemade tomato chutney. Like, fuck you.
No, that's look, if that's what they're flexing on, like if your claim to fame is homemade ketchup, like, all right, I'll try it. You know, maybe they just add something else to Heinz. I don't know what it is, but like, I'll try it. Also, back to the lobster roll, though.
Yeah.
Okay, I feel like we didn't do this enough justice.
No one knows who's on the show, too, Bacalar.
No. Yes, they do. They heard everyone. It's Riker and Jan, and I said Mike Minotti
already.
I'm Jeff Bacalar. Yeah,
I'm Jeff Grubb,
and I'm Jeff Bacalar. Good. Glad to see you. How are you? Thanks for watching. Dude, so like, you look at a lobster roll. Well, normally when you look at a lobster roll, you're like, all right, I know I'm in for at least $28, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at this menu, and it's a big old 40, right? And I'm like, wow.
Was it really? Nerve. I just didn't look. Now I kind of feel bad.
You should have looked. You should not have looked. This was a treat for all of us, right?
It was a treat. Oh, my gosh.
So I'm looking, and I'm like, so the first thing I see is like lobster roll, and then who was sitting next to me? Were you, Jan?
Me.
You were sitting there. Well, didn't the waitress, wasn't she saying like, lobster roll's out of this world, I'm just saying it, right?
Yeah.
She said something to that effect.
Yeah. Absolutely, because like, when I ordered it, the waiter was like, excellent choice, it's the specialty, I love it, scrambled. Then like, just like, oh, the fish chips. He's like, all right.
He's like, that's nice, pleb.
I wanted it so bad, but then I was freaked out about the mayonnaise situation, so I got the fish and chips. And now every time we bring up this lobster roll, I get pissed off.
Again, you speak, and it makes no sense, okay? You heard, right? Didn't they describe the lobster to you?
Okay, listen to people? The guy was a bit of a low talker, a little bit mumbling a little bit. All Dan heard, all I heard was the word mayonnaise. And what he was saying was,
go back
not
to safety,
mayonnaise.
Back to safety. Yeah.
I get why Dan was concerned. And I told him to be concerned. I didn't know it was going to be the greatest lobster roll ever.
You were also in Boston. You were also in Boston.
I didn't know Boston was like the one that was more butter than mayo, which is the way to do it.
But Maine famously is that kind of lobster roll.
Which kind?
Butter.
Okay.
Well, that sounds way better.
Who's doing the mayo bullshit?
I think people who are trying to hide the fact that they don't have enough lobster for their roll.
Oh, is that San Francisco ruining something else?
I don't know, but like,
no, we got crab and lobster here too.
You're putting mayo in it.
If I see a lobster roll and the first ingredient is not buttery ass lobster, right? And they're like, oh, a mayo bit. You're like, no, that's filler. That's lobster roll filler. It might as well be styrofoam.
Guess it is filler.
I started typing buttery ass lobster roll instead of just lobster roll. Oh god, I know what I want for dinner tonight.
You need to delete some search history there, bud.
No. I hide nothing.
It is upsetting because that was like my first lobster roll, and like again, usually if I encounter lobster rolls, like if someone does have one here as like a gimmick, or it's in Florida, which apparently in the South is where a lot of the mayo ones come from. Like I'm going to only encounter mayo ones. I need to go. I've never been to New England.
Yeah,
I'd
well,
love that.
You were there
last weekend.
Last weekend,
yes, I meant like what's like even the more New England-y stuff.
New England-y. The New England Patriots are from Boston.
Yeah, okay. My wording is bad, but I've never been even like more northeastern than that.
Delaware, Vermont.
Yeah, I've never been.
Delaware's not New England. What
it's
are you
all
talking?
Up there.
In fact, from my position, it's down there. What do you mean?
Really?
Delaware's below Jersey?
Yeah, I actually also thought it was more northeastern. I'm sorry, our geography's
back. Bacalar, anyone who's not from there, there's 8 billion tiny little states, and they're just all kind of up there below Maine.
Is it Delaware just next to Vermont?
Well,
what's the
with
one
them,
that,
Bacalar.
Like,
yeah.
What, kinda
oh,
with
no.
them.
What's the one that just looks like Vermont? Like Vermont and some other
New
state?
Hampshire. They like smushed together. Yeah.
That's weird.
No, Bacalar, I'm
like
not the weird one here.
Delaware.
Listen, you talk to anyone that's not from New England, and they're all a bunch of tiny little states that are somewhere south of Maine and north of Virginia.
I don't understand.
I only know the big states. I only know the big states.
You got Pennsylvania,
you
got New York.
Excuse. You lived in Connecticut, Dan, so I feel like
you're... Yeah, I was kind of confused the whole time I was there.
I believe
that. That goes without saying. Delaware, you will... I gotta say, if you surveyed 1,000 Americans, and I'm really taking a leap here, but I think if you surveyed 1,000 Americans, I want to say like 70% would say that Delaware is most certainly not part of
We have the power to
know. Backlard, so. This is
I actually don't agree. I think
pretty
most
good
Americans
about geography.
Like, really know.
U.S. geography, I'm pretty good at. And
except
I,
you're not, as you just demonstrated.
What was the thing I was on recently where I almost named every 50 state in like 3 minutes? Was that the Mario Kart thing?
That was the Mario Kart thing.
I'm pretty good with states. Like, and trust me, this is you're from the area. So yeah, 70% of maybe your neighbors would know.
No, 100% of my neighbors would know.
Okay, not 70% of the U.S.
Yeah, I mean, look, again, I'm being charitable, but like, am I crazy, chats? Like,
America doesn't think about Delaware.
Oh, buddy, you're preaching to the choir. It's a pointless state. It's pointless. All you do is drive through it to get to Maryland.
No one thinks about that whole state.
Like, dude, I mean, Delaware's got some nice beaches.
I'm sure. Every state's got some nice things.
But like, people who are from Delaware are like, I know. Delaware's fine. There's no people incorporate there because there's benefits.
Oh yeah, you get your LLC there.
Delaware.
Is Delaware
Delaware's
the
first state? Isn't it the first state?
No.
Delaware's the other one with Maryland that like gave up land for DC. Is that what it is? Is it Maryland?
No, Maryland.
In Virginia. Never mind. Right. Where's Delaware?
Yeah, DC,
where the
DC,
fuck is Delaware?
Exactly.
It is the first
Thank
state.
You, Mike. Thank you.
It is
and
the first
this
state.
Is the beginning of Catch Me If You Dare.
I was right.
Actually, Delaware seems kind of nice.
I would watch that content. Delaware is just like... So you know how Maryland has like a hangy ball?
Yeah, it's good, but it's all fucked up. Maryland's real fucked up. Yeah,
Maryland's a deeply upsetting shaped state.
Is their flag still super fucked up?
What? Maryland, it's like the white and red and yellow.
No, it's crazy, black. Right? I'm looking up.
It's like a houndstooth kind of thing.
What?
Yeah,
what? Yeah, that's
sure.
A fucking crazy flag.
Maryland flag. Let's see. Whoa, it's tan.
That's
it
like
looks
a Skyrim
like a coat
flag.
Of arms. Yeah, it's a coat of arms. It looks like something you would see at medieval times.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Perhaps
it's somewhere
it's
like
in New England.
Or New England. Okay. What state has the best shape?
Michigan. Florida is the funniest looking.
Because it's a dong.
Yeah.
I am probably just incredibly biased, but I like the shape of Ohio. It looks like
Ohio's cute.
Bad. Looks like a little heart cute. Almost, but kind of.
Not to immediately throw it into wrestling, and I'm sorry. I do
Please.
This all the time.
Please.
I didn't realize the Motor City Machine Guns were always pointing to their hand because
it's
they're
the Michigan
from
thing.
Michigan.
Yeah. Yep.
I thought
yep.
they just had soft hands.
No, it's like we're from here.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right, we don't.
I think Minnesota has a nice shape.
It's nice. It's fine.
Yeah.
The only one that doesn't make any sense really is like Oklahoma. Like, why does it have that huge big old panhandle?
No, I like it. It's got character.
Yeah.
It's a boring state.
It's fine. We're not doing this.
I'm going to Oklahoma this year.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. The Delaware thing, you guys. I'm sorry. It's just so psychotic.
I think
to me.
I need to. I think I downloaded a geography app, but I haven't done it yet. But I want to like start taking like. Geography like quizzes every night until I just like get it all learned.
So here's why I think it's crazy, okay? Because what do you think is directly west of New Jersey?
Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Yeah.
Okay. And
I
what do you
know that?
And then it's that's fine, Jan. But then it's like, where's Delaware fitting?
I thought
Delaware's like
Vermont,
New
Hampshire,
half?
Delaware, like, Rhode Island. I thought all that was just kind of crammed in underneath Maine.
But Dan, again, like you made so many trips from Connecticut to New Jersey in your time being
never went
there.
Through Delaware?
So here's my
you
problem.
Didn't go. Of course you didn't go because it's south of New Jersey, you moron. What do you mean?
I thought it was north of Connecticut.
You thought Delaware was north
Look,
of Connecticut?
Look, you're acting like this is a crazy Dan opinion. Look, I know it's a crazy one. This
kinda,
is not that crazy.
I kind of thought so too, Dan.
Everyone thinks you're crazy.
No,
everyone
I,
thinks
I
you're
don't
crazy.
Think it's that crazy. Look, here's it's my not. Problem is that east of me is just Pennsylvania. Forever.
Yeah, it's forever.
So like,
for 8 hours, right?
Right? So I can't even think past that.
I just, I don't know, guys. It's a.
Look, Jan and I are going to be in Pennsylvania next week. We'll scope it out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Be,
we'll look at a map.
You will be incredibly close to
Delaware.
I don't
know about that.
You think?
Yeah.
It's
still out
there's no way
that.
To know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Jan, are we running up the rocky stairs?
Oh, of course we are.
Oh,
okay. I just want to double check.
We should both pack gray sweatsuits.
In the hat.
Yes, we should. And how many should we bet on how many people in Cody Rhodes gear are running up the steps while we're there?
Yeah, that's gonna happen.
I think we'll see over a dozen.
Should we hire a bunch of youths to drive around us?
Oh, you want
a
Rocky
ATVs?
Too?
There's
oh,
no so many.
You want to Creed it?
I want to Creed it.
Oh, if we can get the dirt bikes, yeah, let's get a few dirt bikes.
Yeah, let's Creed it.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
It's, you know what's weird, everyone? I'm glad we so easily and so casually moved on from this geography fucking massacre that we just took
Beckler,
place in.
Do you want to do the fucking states quiz with me? A minute and a half. Name as many states as you can. I'll beat your ass right now. I guarantee you.
Why is that the achievement? It's not about naming them. It's about placing them on the map. You
I will
child.
Do that for any of them except for this tiny little area we're talking about. I will
so
beat your
I will
ass
beat you.
At this competition.
I will beat you.
Boys.
Really? Do you want to fucking bet me? Do you want to bet fucking Jeff Grubb parlay money on this? Because I fucking will.
$10,000.
We're going to bet
maybe,
11
maybe not.
Grand.
Well, no, this is the $9 he put on it.
So sorry. Sorry, Sean.
Dan, no, there's a shitload of states up in that junk.
Back
you're going to get 10
seriously,
wrong.
Let's load up like a Sporkle quiz or something right now. I'll leave the fucking room. I'll take my fucking headphones out. Give him like 2 minutes to fill in as much as he can. Come in. I will whoop his ass. I guarantee you.
This is crazy, but you just didn't know where Delaware was. How can you be so confident?
No one thinks about Delaware. Look, do you want to take me on right now or not? Because I will beat your ass. I promise you.
No, this is the voicemail dump truck. We can't do this. I want to do it, though. I want to do it, though.
Here,
I do want to do it.
How about I do it while you're here? This first voicemail, let me do it, and then you do it. We can keep going with the show, answer, and I'll just do the thing in the background.
What? I think you should be present. Look, you guys can settle this another time. We could set something up here.
We'll do it during
a UPS.
Maybe next
time in person, we'll print out maps for each of you.
No, I don't want to give him. He'll fucking study. He'll be like, oh, I got to prove a point. I want it right now. Shoot on the spot. I will whoop your ass.
In placing the states.
Yes. Sporkle quiz. Can you name
What's
all of the
quiz?
States? And you,
no,
Sporkle is one of those things where you just type in the states and it fills in
okay,
and stuff like
are
that.
Are we talking about two separate things? Are
what
we
are you
talking about? I'm talking about a blank map.
Yeah, I'll draw it. Yes, absolutely.
And saying which state is which.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a clear. One Google search, we'd have that pulled up.
No, I understand the. I understand. I just. I don't know. I don't know, man.
I'm pretty confident. You don't seem to know.
I'm confident too, but this is not what we're doing right now. It's a podcast.
Why don't we just say that maybe Jeff doesn't necessarily isn't super confident he can do everything, but he's just hung up specifically on
he'll beat me in New England.
What state were we upset about?
Delaware.
Only hung up on Delaware. Delaware.
Right. And I mean,
even with Delaware, I'll get it with New England.
So what happens if we both get it right?
If we both get all 50?
Yeah.
And a gentleman's handshake.
All 50? No one's going to get all 50.
I will get all 50.
I think I can do it.
I'll do it.
You both think you can do it. All right, then go do it.
How do we even prove this?
Then go do it. You got to find
Let's
something.
Let's do it right now, and then we can do the shoot podcast afterwards. This is just for the folks watching now. We can start with the intro after that.
No, I got the hockey game. I'll do it. When do you want to do it? Name the time and place. I'll do it with you.
We could do it tomorrow.
There's a thing right here. I thought like the first thing I Google is a map quiz where just like it gives you a name, then you have to click on where it is, and I think you just go through all of them until you do them all.
That sounds super easy and quick.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's just we're just not going to do it right now.
We're just not doing it right now. Okay. Okay.
All right. Okay. We got a bunch of lovely voicemails.
You know, for someone who's just such a showman, you really know how to like fly the plane into the fucking mountain.
Oh, I was going to take us to new heights with this. Well, me specifically when I won.
Except for Delaware.
Oh, click on Ohio. Oh, this is great, Mike. You found a great. This is an excellent one.
Thank you. Okay.
This will take no time at all.
Well, why don't you just do it, Dan? We'll see how you do. And if you get 100%, then maybe Jeff will feel
obliged. Do I need to share my screen or something?
No. I trust you. Don't worry. Okay. You just work on that on your own, buddy.
All right. I'll start right now.
Dan, a lot of voicemails.
Hang on, I'm clicking on North Carolina.
Maybe you should let me go first.
Whoops, I guess that's Virginia. I screwed up. God, well, as you can tell, this is a call-in show, I think. 707 Exit Flu is our phone number. Oh, he got one wrong. I see it. In his reflection.
Don't worry, he'll
glasses.
Tell us. Don't get distracted. You let him. Look, I served you. I distracted him. Now you can do
this
good
job,
now.
Mikey.
I'm trying
good
to
job,
help
Mikey.
You.
Good boy. Thank you. Yes, that's right. The impossible pivot away from Dan's psychosis into the voicemail dump truck. 707 Exit Flu is our phone number. I would like you to call next week and tell me if you think I'm crazy for the way I responded at Dan not knowing where in the world Delaware was. Thank you. That's the prompt for next week. For now, we're going to go to Dan to pick the first voicemail.
Oh, hearing your own voices.
Noah from Massachusetts. You guys listened to my voicemail on 107, and hearing my own voice made me want to die. Nails on the chalkboard to me. Just wondering how you guys handle always hearing your own voices.
I
love you, Jan.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, well, Jan, well, maybe Jan should go first since it's, you know, he loves you.
I can't help it if people love me, Mike.
You could try being less incredible.
All right. I don't know. This might be a little vain of me by like hearing myself talk.
Incredible.
For real? Like in how much
voice.
Of a way?
Because I have a deep voice.
Yeah.
Like, explain what that means. Like, you like hearing your own voice. Because I feel like, how about this? Do you think your voice sounds different?
Oh, yeah.
Like for in your mind?
Yeah. In my head, I think I have a higher voice than I actually do. And then sometimes when I would listen back and edit the podcast, it's like, oh, I do have a deeper voice. Like, this is what I sound like, actually, versus like how I sound in my head.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Also, it stems from being like a stupid theater kid in high school of like, oh, cool, like I'm acting. Hey, type of deal.
My voice sounds deeper in my head than it does when I hear it. I used to hate hearing my voice. I mean, I have a pretty distinctive kind of high-pitched voice. I used to really dislike it. I used to hate hearing it. I used to get teased about it a bit.
Really?
You know, mostly friendly teasing.
By Frylock or Meatwad? Who?
Incredible. No, mostly for my friends, like not like bullies, but you know, like the way that friends tease each other about things. Like, of course, my voice was one thing, and it used to, you know, used to kind of get me a little bit, but I don't know. I'm like really comfortable with it now. People, I used to worry, like, oh, I must be like nails on a chalkboard to every person. Most people seem to just find it endearing or maybe even funny, which is good, I guess. So, I don't know. I've come around to accepting it.
I think there's like a lot of interesting like processing that happens, especially when you're up on like a really good microphone. And I think like it can really make anyone's voice sound good. You know, I think I understand where you're coming from, Jan, for sure.
I think with us specifically, we just wind up hearing our voices over time you just get over it.
I'm super used to hearing mine. The thing that throws me off is hearing like the early Game Informer things from like 2009, 2010. I'm like, that sounds like a completely different person.
Yeah. Like if you go back and watch like old GB videos and like suddenly Brad has a very thick accent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh,
from North
kind?
Carolina, which is a state that I identify. Jeff, I linked to you in the chat if you want to take a look at the at this link that I'm posting here.
Look, he got all of them. You don't have to open to it. He did it. Good job.
Good job. 2 minutes.
Kindergarten grade education.
Okay, no. So you're making it worse. Just say good job and move on.
No, here's the problem, Mike. Here's why this will not stand. This aggression cannot stand. Because you ruined it. We had a fun thing, and you took it too far, and you got all weird.
I think I won.
You didn't win anything.
Well, I mean, if you're not going to play, then I won by default. It's like, if I'm out in the ring, and your music's playing, you don't come out. They raise my hand, you know?
What? What does that mean?
You all know.
I don't see anything.
Here we are.
You know what? Shut up.
Let's get you there.
Jan.
Huh, interesting.
Jan.
Interesting.
What? Interesting what? What's the problem?
Okay.
What?
Okay.
Have at it.
Well,
what?
Take your turn. Take your turn during the next one.
Take my turn?
Yeah.
What do you mean take
my turn?
He wants
you to take the quiz.
On the quiz that I took.
Where's the map?
Oh, yeah. Mitch, you had it, right?
Yeah, sure. I'll put it out. Yeah. I'll link it in here now, too. There you go. You can take the quiz if you want to.
Yeah. I did it in a minute 49, 100%.
There it is.
A minute 49?
Yep.
Well, look, the time thing is whatever. If he gets 100%, you're both beautiful.
I'm just better, though. Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck you, Dan. Jan.
Yeah.
Pick the next. You want to pick the next voicemail?
Stop, do that.
Buddy?
Yeah. Let's cool. The band Korn.
Hey, what up, Dumpers? It's your girl, E.B. May. I just saw a car with some bumper stickers. One of them was Bowser riding like a Mario Kart. And the other one was for the band Korn. So I'm just curious, do you think that person is cool? That's my first question. My second question is, what are your red flag or green flag bumper stickers that aren't like political okay. or religious? Just
sure.
otherwise innocuous, okay. but might tell you whether they are a good or a bad person.
I got one.
Thanks. I love you.
Love you too. Thank you, caller. Do we classify the Punisher sticker as a political Ooh. Sticker now?
I think at this point,
it's kind of affiliated.
You're yeah, saying affiliated. Something. You're definitely saying something.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Mine were Led Zeppelin and Rage Against the Machine bumper stickers.
Bad sign.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
Is that a bad sign.
Okay. Okay. No. Wait. Is that general positive? General negative?
Oh, like.
And
I think.
1999.
I think that's generally pop. I mean, like, I think it's I don't know neutral. If I'm like trying to like hang out with you, but like,
okay,
it's fine.
Could be worse.
My red flag one was always the Calvin peeing thing.
Mm-hmm. It's fair.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But I was a big Calvin and Hobbes like fan, so I was like very well aware of like the artist. Like, I don't merchandise anything, so like,
oh.
you know, here's this weird unofficial. Like thing, and it's kind of like gross and weird. I don't even know what it's meaning. They always pick different things that he's peeing on. It always hit me as very stupid.
Different things he was peeing
yeah.
on.
Yeah, I always, when I would see the like Chevy or Ford logo or whatever that he was peeing on, it just struck me as the same thing as like, you know, console fanboy stuff or like WWE, AEW, tribalist stuff. And it's like, I just, mm-hmm. who gives a shit? Like, to care that much to put that sticker on your car, that's a negative to me.
I see it as a green flag and a red flag. We get a lot of not bumper stickers, but window decals. So like they'll look like they're peeping over the side of anime waifus. Sometimes it can be a green flag if it's just like maybe one or two tastefully. It becomes a red flag if there's way too many of them.
Yeah, we don't have as many of those in Ohio.
It should not cloud any like section of the car.
I don't like any that are like, hey, there's a baby on here, or hey, I've got babies. It's just like, okay, like it's not like I was gonna fucking T-bone your car if I thought, oh shit, there's a baby in there. I'm not gonna fucking wreck
baby
into that. Like, it's like I don't care about your baby. I don't want. I don't need it on your car.
I do appreciate the student driver ones because it mitigates any like potential rage of like, oh, you're just learning.
Yeah. Yeah,
you're okay.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's mighty nice. Each trip's a trip to paradise with my baby.
Oh, okay.
On
B-sharps.
Board.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah,
are you
yeah,
okay?
Thanks, Mike.
Yeah,
thanks.
Yeah, it's a Simpsons. You were doing Simpsons quotes the other day. There's mine.
Yeah.
All right, I did this, Dan. What am I looking at? Oh, okay.
Okay.
I beat you by 10 seconds, buddy.
I was talking. I was answering the voicemail.
I was answering the question while
you guys are both smart. If I took this test, I wouldn't know what things are.
Bacalar, it's not a fucking competition. You did great.
I know. Gentleman's handshake. Gentleman's handshake.
Yeah, gentleman's handshake.
Here you go. Yeah. I'm grabbing your broken finger so fucking hard right now.
Yes.
I'm grabbing it so hard.
I know that there's probably something you're very knowledgeable in that I'm also knowledgeable in.
Jen, now you and Mike have to kill each other.
I can't do it to Mike.
I gotta say, Dan, 10 seconds is
wow.
a lot.
I was going pretty leisurely. I was just
I
going for accuracy.
I answered a voicemail while I did it.
Oh, my God.
Thank
so
you.
Mike, so not everything's a competition. Not everything's a competition.
You're right. But there certainly are winners and losers, and we know how that shook out.
Yeah, yeah. I hope you feel like a big man.
I don't really like the Star Wars stickers on cars lately, because I think Star Wars is played out.
Oh, exactly,
well, sure.
Jan. Star Wars, that's enough Star Wars, right? So, we can all agree.
So, like, I don't know how we all feel about, like, the cars where it's, like, the stick figures of the family. But then, like that became, like, too routine. So they had to get, like, here's the Star Wars or the Marvel version of that.
Here's two AR-15s and two pistols and one, like, pea shooter.
Okay, yeah.
No.
That's like, another breed, yeah.
You ever see that sketch where, like, it's like the scene of an accident, and the paramedic is like going up to the family of the people in the accident, and he like peels one of the one of the stick figures off the rear windshield. He's like, "You're not going to be needing this anymore."
Wow.
Oh, oh my God.
Does anybody
Sorry,
here
it's like get fucked?
Does anybody here have a car sticker? I have one.
No. I had in like
very on brand.
Oh, it's a what is it? How many Disney things is
it's,
it?
Like, it's one. It's I only have one, and it's a. It says my other ride is a monorail, and it's a picture of the monorail.
Oh, okay.
Look, okay. Look. Here's the thing: 999 times out of 1,000. I'm passing that person on the highway, and I'm just like, I gotta see what this motherfucker looks like, okay? But because it's you, I love you,
yeah.
And that would be the one out of 1,000, and I fucking love you, Mike.
Here's the red flag, honestly. It's just having a lot of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, oh, there's like more than six. It's like, what the hell is this? Well, you gotta
What's
catch
the
them all.
What's the most overused one? Is it the coexist one?
Coexist is pretty bad.
In California, you get a lot of Keep Tahoe Blue.
Okay.
That gets overplayed.
What is that like an environmental thing?
Like Lake Tahoe, you know, just keep it blue.
Like don't keep the water blue?
Like don't throw garbo in it.
Don't put garbage in water. Yeah, okay. What a brave stance.
There's a lot of the like the white oval with the black text where it's like, oh, 26 point, you know, it's like the marathon thing or other initials. I never know what that is. You know what I'm talking about? It's just like a white oval.
It's like marathon runners.
Okay, but sometimes it's letters, and I never know what it's like referring to.
So it, like you'll see like airport codes. People are like, "I'm really proud. I live in this city." It's like city initials, or
sure.
And sometimes you'll see like 12. What's a marathon? 26, right?
26. I would not know.
And then you'll see like 13.1 for people who are like, "A marathon's way too much. I'm a half marathon person."
I would be a nice 4K or something.
Half is rough. I've done half. Mitch, do you want to do a thing where we train for a marathon together?
You won't like my stipulation.
Let me give you some advice, Mike. Yeah. Don't do anything with Dan Riker.
You know
what
who
are you
does
talking about? We'd be getting great shape.
You know who does really fun themed marathons?
Who?
Yeah, I knew
Walt Disney World.
I need to sit
okay.
down.
Okay, Mitch. Okay, that's fair. If you will train with me for a marathon, I will go to Disney World with you and do a marathon.
I'll tell you what, I'm a long ways away there. I've got some other goals we got to hit first.
Me too.
You're much closer than me, buddy. Trust me.
We can set a date a year in the future.
Look, I'll also go on this Disney World run then.
All right. We could do there. They have just like the normal one. They do the Star Wars run. There's the Princess run. There's all sorts of fun ones they do.
Okay. I do any of them.
All right. Well, I'll think about it. I'm a miles away from that. I definitely need to get active. Even just walking around Boston, like that last day, I was just walking around Boston a lot, and it was fun. By the end of it, it's like, boy, I am not in shape even remotely. Not even close. Unless you count round as a shape. I think I got that one from Garfield.
That was from Raising Arizona. Wait, no, that's not unless round's funny. Like, do you have balloons that come in any funny shapes? Not unless round's funny.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, no.
Yep, yep.
I was thinking Garfield.
Garfield's good, too. I like Garfield. I was a Garfield kid.
I think I told you I got to interview Jim Davis because they released some bullshit Garfield mobile games, and I was really excited. I had a good time talking to him.
I used to send letters to Gary Larson as a kid, the Far Side guy.
Oh, interesting.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Bill Watterson, we were talking about Calvin Hobbs. Bill Larson, like, that guy, he, like, lives not far super far from me, and he's like kind of known for being a recluse, and when like me and my friends were seniors, we like went to his hometown, not really with a plan, but we just kind of like wandered around, and it was like, you ever see him? They're like, yeah, we see him sometimes. So like, whoa, it's crazy. So stalking him, basically.
Sick.
Yeah, it was fun.
I feel like Gary, what was the, so you had like a relationship?
I had all the Far Side books as a kid, and the address in them always said Kansas City. And I was like, oh my God, is Gary Larson from Kansas City? And so I would send letters there all the time, or like my favorite Far Side things, and ask if you would autograph them, self-addressed stamped envelopes and stuff.
Ever?
I don't think I ever got anything back, because I think that was just where the publishing house was from. I mean, I was like 10, and you know, I was just like, oh, he's in Kansas City. That's, I don't know if I thought it was his home address or something, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Yeah, I was a big Far Side guy.
Oh, they're the best.
Yeah, I'm just not agreeing with you on anything today. All right, Jan, did you go yet?
I picked one.
Mike, you went?
No.
Go.
Jetsons.
God.
I knew this would appeal to you.
Oh, Jetson. Okay, sure.
So Mr. Slate is fine. That's great. Absolutely accurate. But we're just going to ignore that Bacalov looks exactly like Cogsley Cogs from the Jetsons.
Let's see.
It's Cogswell Cogs.
You're welcome.
Yeah, well, I mean, that is just the space version of Mr. Slate.
It's like the same animation company, except, too. Like, what are we doing?
Not he doesn't really look like him. He's got, like, the mustache.
He's got a Hitler mustache.
He's got a Hitler mustache. He's a very short man.
No, that's the other guy.
No, that's the wrong guy.
The guy in the green shirts who we're talking about.
Yeah, Cogs.
No, not the Hitler mustache guy. The guy he's talking to in all these pictures. The guy behind the desk.
We have different search results.
That's got to be who we're talking about.
Just Mr. Slate. Who is he talking to? That's his competition.
Is there any fan art of Bacalar in a space race?
Okay. Spacely is the main guy, and then Cog is his rival. This guy is just Mr. Slate.
Like, caller, thank you, but I think we're going to have to pass because we've already established that my Hanna-Barbera doppelganger is Mr. Slate, and this guy is basically Space Mr. Slate.
Yeah, Space Slate.
Splate.
We're all in agreement?
Even less so, because he doesn't have as much of a pronounced kind of, like, 5 o'clock shadow or beard situation going on.
Yeah, this guy's a square.
Yeah, this guy fucking sucks.
Yeah, fuck Cogswell.
I don't know what the
difference is. Takeaway.
They seem very similar.
Okay, Jen. Look, not all white cartoon characters are the same. All right.
Some of them look exactly the same, though. We can't lie.
Yeah. Again, you have to appreciate what Mike says about the beard.
Yeah, it's right. Eat George Jetson.
There's an SNES an NES game called The Jetsons Cogswell's Caper. He's on the cover art. It's a Taito game.
He's like the lead.
I mean, he's on the kids. The only people on the cover of this are Cogswell screaming at George Jetson. Like that's an NES title, Cogswell's Caper.
Ooh, wow. Natsume.
Wow, that's a big moment for him.
EGM gave this game a 73 rating. Oh, this is like a late NES game. I bet it's expensive now.
Oh, it's like early 90s?
92.
I've never even heard of it. Yeah,
but it's 92.
Keep it in your pants, you two. Relax.
I bet this game's fun.
I bet it is. Thank you, caller. Actually, no.
What's the speedrun situation on Cogswell's Caper?
Looking it up right now. That's a good idea.
That is a good idea.
There's amazing.
Only seven, and they're like seventh place. The worst guy is beating it in 32 and a half minutes.
Are we
going
to be Cogswell's Caper speedrunners?
It's weird how different things get people excited, right?
Like, we're simple guys. Weird. I appreciate like it. Yeah.
Nah, me too. I love
meet
these
the fuckos. Bum, bum, ba, da. Jane, his wife.
Leave my wife out of this, and I will pick the next voicemail. Find appealing, please.
Hey, Jumpers. What's like a smell or a flavor that you find appealing or that you like that, like, everybody around you doesn't like? Yesterday at work, we got a shipment of, like, these rubber sheets, and we unboxed them. Everybody in the office was just like, oh, that smells disgusting, but, like, I secretly kind of liked it and wanted to go over and huff the rubber.
I understand that.
Yeah. It's probably weird, but I'm sure you guys have weird things that you like too, and I'd love to hear about it. Bye.
Thank you, caller. Anyone?
And rubber and chemicals and stuff. That's all good stuff.
Like chlorine.
Chlorine. Like the smell of chlorine?
Yeah.
Like pool chlorine, yeah.
Yeah, pool chlorine.
You enjoy that?
Yeah, yeah.
You wear it as a cologne, yeah.
It's nostalgic for me. I smell chlorine, I'm like, yeah, childhood at the pool.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's fine. Mike, anything weird?
I don't know. Like, mold is nice sometimes.
I feel like when you smell mold, it's like we have a problem.
Yeah, you do, and it's a problem, but it's like a real sharp smell, but it's also kind of interesting.
Yeah, that's just
like
weird,
a blue
man.
Cheesy moldy smell, you know? Like, yeah.
Not helping.
Oh, I know you don't like blue cheese. Can you, I like blue
let
cheese.
Me see. Like, can you, cheese. Mike? Can you continue to attempt to like dig your way out of this? Like,
no, I said what I said. I stand by it.
All right, I felt for a second you were like having a
well, I was,
walk
you know, I'm like worried people think I'm disgusting or something. But no, it's like weird. Yeah,
you're not,
you know,
a nasty
like,
boy.
I'm no, not a nasty boy. No, I shower come on, so
yeah,
often.
Yeah, that's not nasty boy material. I feel like gasoline is a thing you hear a lot.
Sure.
Oh yeah, sure, that too.
I like,
you know,
gasoline.
Like,
yeah.
Gas Birdie is all rubber. Right. Just, you know, from a distance, up close, you're gonna develop some sort of dependence. But don't do that. I enjoy certain, I enjoy like, not like cigarette smoke, but like campfire smoke sometimes.
Sure. One like sure. That one.
You ever been like, yeah, but a gym room great. Without people in it? Because like the sweat smell is gross. But sure. Like if you go into like a gym in the morning or on an off time and they've just cleaned or whatever, and it's all
like
this kind of rubber and the weights
and stuff.
Disinfect
it and like that
yeah.
Fake lemon smell, sure.
Kind of that, yeah. An unoccupied gym.
That. This is a weird one. I'm going to say it because I don't care. I kind of over the years have like started to not hate the smell of a skunk because I think okay. It reminds weed. Me of good weed.
Yes. Okay. See, I'm still like probably because I never smoked very much. I'm still very adverse to just the weed smell. I do
you just call the cops
like
right away.
Yeah, I call the police.
Yeah,
or animal control.
I start
control.
Crying. No, I it really is. I think that is part of it. I just do not like that smell at all.
You don't like the smell, so you know what weed smells like.
Oh yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And I just
I would love to see
like
all
it.
The moments in life where you've like taken weed to your nose and been like,
you know,
ah!
I've been to Jimmy Buffett concerts, you know, there.
Weed has been legal in Massachusetts for a while now, and I was in Boston last year with my dad, and he was walking down the sidewalk in downtown after like a Red Sox game. He's like, "It smells like weed." And I was like, "Yeah, it's legal." And he goes, "Well, yeah, but you can't just like do it outside." And I was like, "Yeah, you can. It's like if you can smoke a cigarette, you can." He's like, "No, there's no way that's legal. That's absolutely not legal." And I was trying to go to the dispensary to buy some and just smoke some in front of him just so we could see that and or watch him freak out, but it was closed. But turns out you can't just smoke outside, and that's fine.
That's who it was who you were reminding me of.
Oh.
That's it. That was the guy.
Okay.
Thank you for bringing that up.
Weed
smells
common.
Good. Yeah. It smells good. It
really?
Takes a, I feel
no.
It's an acquired smell, but it smells, yeah. It's
I go
nice.
Back and forth.
It's pungent. It's flowery. And
it's
I think.
Flowery.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's, yeah, there's something about it. Like, I don't know. I like it's not the vape smell either. Like the vape smell, you can like see where it's coming from, but it's not obviously like a 1-to-1. And I don't even like the smell of like weed smoke. I like the bud smell,
oh.
Like the flower.
Okay,
right? Yeah, that's what
that
I'm talking
smells
about.
A little better. Yeah, the almost like
yeah,
kinda
that's
like
what I'm
minty.
Talking about. I'm not talking about the smoke of weed.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. The flower smells better for sure. The
flower smells great. It's a flower.
I just remember a billion times in college, somebody bragging, be like, "Yeah, I got some KB." I never knew what that meant. It meant
kind
bud.
Bud.
Do you know what that?
Yeah,
yeah. That's I never understood that, but it's like, "I got some KB. Check it out." And I'd smell it. I'm like, "Yeah, actually smells pretty good."
In the 90s, everything was KB, and nothing was right. Everyone was like, "I've got this dang KB." And you're like, "Okay, well, you just bought weed from some guy."
That's some hydroponic KB.
Now it's a different story because it says it on the label.
Mm.
That you buy from the store. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like we shouldn't talk about weed anymore. All right.
Maybe soon.
Maybe soon.
I don't know. All right, chat, it's your turn. We're going to do this in real time. Choose a voicemail, and Jan is going to play it right away. Someone chose Wiggle.
Hey, Dumpstars. So earlier today, one of my coworkers decided to say, "Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle, wiggle," when another coworker was having trouble getting their parts to fit together. What's the first thing that pops into your head when you hear "wiggle, wiggle, wiggle, wiggle"?
Norman Smiley. What's the big wiggle? Right, everyone?
I don't know what that means.
It's
the big wiggle.
Yeah.
It's like the fourth thing, maybe.
I mean,
okay, without a doubt number one. Well, I was just listening to a podcast about Norman Smiley, so that's probably why.
I definitely thought about The Wiggles first, that weird kids show with like just a bunch of guys naming The Wiggles, and they said I never saw it, but
it
was a thing. it was like their group name. I don't know what their relationship was.
The Wiggle family?
I don't know if they were a family or if they were just a bunch of really close friends. But I don't know what their whole gimmick was. I remember I saw them on the Thanksgiving Day parade once, but they were the Wiggles.
Two of them dated because there was a female Wiggler.
It's a female Wiggle? Huh.
I think I might be thinking of the wrong thing or the right thing. Who knows? And then there was some beef because they broke up, but they were both still in the band.
Oh,
there's
awkward.
Wiggle beef?
Yeah, there's Wiggle beef.
Wow. Australian. Oh, there was female Wiggles. For some reason, I thought they were all men, but no, they come in all kinds, these Wiggles.
I think of the elementary school magic trick with the pencil, or you make it look it's made out of rubber. That's a good one. Yeah. It still pops the kids.
Can't be explained. Whoa! That's insane. That's still crazy as it was in 1991. That's fucking nuts.
Oh my why is God, it crazy? It's why just are you doing that exploding so well? The way your eyes work.
How do you explain that? That's crazy.
I know.
What were we amazed by, Dan, that Bacalar did in front of us the other day?
In person?
I mean, aside from everything?
Sure. it was the Excel sheet yesterday.
Oh, he was doing crazy shit. Yeah.
Who taught you that?
Yeah, I was like Cirque du Soleil of Google Sheets.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
Wait, you weren't there. Oh, no, you were there, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Fucking nuts, yeah.
I was like, wow, how'd you do that? You're a calculator.
Okay, hey, I'll take it. I wasn't expecting that credit, but I will take it. I feel dumb accepting it, but I will take it. I don't think of anything from Wiggles. No, I'm sorry.
Really? Like a psychiatrist was going to do, let's do the word association game, and they say, Wiggle. You're just going to be like, nothing.
I just think of...
That was a good back alarm.
Pretty mind good. Is just completely blank. Like, you had to think of something.
Mike, that was fucking awesome. You're the coolest. I love you, dude.
I love you too, buddy.
Dude, nothing. That's so good. You're right. I'm wrong. I should have a word association. I thought of that song, Wiggle It Just a Little Bit. What song is that? What song is that?
Just a little bit. Who is that?
I want to see you wiggle it.
Is it the Wiggles?
Just a little bit. I don't know what that is. I don't know what song
either.
With a wiggle bit of luck. With a wiggle bit of luck.
Yeah, what is it?
Jason Derulo song that involves wiggling, I believe.
Yeah. No one said Wiggler. Chat's going crazy with the Wiggler email, but none of us thought about Wiggler.
Sunshine, Mario Sunshine, Wiggler.
Sure. Think about the Sunshine Wiggler before.
That's the first one. Well, I mean, Mario World.
You really are an SNES disrespecter, man. I mean,
it's one of the best consoles ever. I don't know.
It's got better jiggle ones. It? It's jiggle it just a little bit?
Oh, there you go.
You hate to see it.
The fuck do I know? I thought I was a 90s dance music connoisseur, but I guess not. Just got put in my place.
You can still wiggle it, though.
Thank you, Jen. All right. Next voicemail. Let's go back to Minotti. That's how I had you in my list here.
Okay. Okay, gosh, there's so many good ones here. I want to do Mount Rushmore.
Hey, Dumpers. Someone on something I was listening to, I think it was a Bombcast-related thing, was talking about being attracted to characters that are the color purple. And so I'm giving you this. Super quick, Mount Rushmore, attractive furry characters in games.
All right, we got Gadget from Rescue Rangers, Rebecca from Tailspin.
He said games.
Games?
Did he say games?
Gadget is in the Rescue Rangers game.
Yeah, okay, Gadget. Plus, Rebecca is
Jam
a little bit of a stretch.
Jam was too ready to go. Like, Jam was ready to go, so we have to accept all this.
Look, if we don't put in Crystal, Sean's going to be very upset.
Sure. We'll also put Lopunny for Sean.
Can someone give me, like, a list to choose from? Because I want to be a part of this conversation.
Lopunny upsets me because there's something about the Pokemon human relationship that I don't think should be sexual.
Hey, that's on Sean.
Giving Sean Crystal already. That's fine. You're not getting a Pokemon in there. It's too much.
Okay. Dan, do you have one?
No.
Does Dan
no
have
judgment?
One?
I just can't say I personally can do this.
So the question is a furry fictional character?
In a video game.
Might be a bridge too far, boys.
I don't know if you want this on your schedule, your research history.
It's all good. I live the incognito life, and that is just as good as like Pentagon security.
It is easier if it's like cartoons, because Mikey, then they just have Gadget.
The bunny ladies.
the Viera from Final Fantasy 14.
Yeah.
Or what's her face 12? From? Yeah, Fran from Final Fantasy 12. She's pretty furry. We'll put Fran in there. Fran makes it. Yeah.
Can I just say like Jessica Rabbit for stuff? Does that get me?
No,
like,
she's not. She's a human. She's married to a rabbit. It's different. Rouge the Bat.
Oh, there we go. We got our four.
Her boobs are poggers.
Okay, Rouge well. We know. Yeah.
Whoa, what is this?
Have you never seen Rouge the Bat?
It's fucked
Rouge
up.
Rouge the Bat is Sonic?
Oh, yeah. It's she's just like,
with, it's a pink Sonic with a hammer.
No, that's Amy.
Amy, for the love of God, how do you not get the... This is the one with the tits.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't know if I like Mike.
I do think Dan is probably right.
Mike has been activated.
Else? Does that feel bad to anyone else out there?
Look, I said, look, I'm sorry. You make a character design like that, then yes, that's how I'm going to describe them.
It's just Mike says tits, right? Doesn't that feel weird?
It is an aggressive
Mike
word.
Mike is
these
in
days,
a vulnerable place. You guys were fighting earlier.
You guys were fighting. That's I had like to talk about sister. My voice feels- insecurities. I was tortured in an MRI machine yesterday. Holy fucking shit.
All
that
right,
was a
hey,
lie.
Get it out.
Hey, Mike,
buddy.
Just
we're
think of the lobster roll. Just think of the lobster roll.
I can't believe Rouge.
Not Rogue. The X-Men character.
This is fucking... What are we doing
now
here?
That is a different story, Sugar.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, come on.
I bet there's a lot of other Sonic characters that the Sonic people are freaks about. Like Blaze the Cat.
Sure.
That was the one you kept really confusing with Amy, Dan. You probably have no idea who Blaze the Cat even is anymore.
What color is Blaze the Cat?
Purple.
Orange.
Oh, yeah.
Which one?
Not
purple.
Purple.
Oh, okay. Why?
It's like a light purple.
Blaze the Cat? Oh. All right.
Oh, well, yo. If we're talking Sonic, though, like, Archie Comics, Sonic 90s readers, Sally Acorns, baby.
Sally Acorn and Bunny Rabbit. Yeah, all the best Sonic characters were in the comic in the Sad AM TV show. Absolutely.
I knew Mike was my guy.
Yeah, come on. That stuff was, man, I was a big fan of those, the original run of Archie Comics for like the first 50 issues. Very good stuff. Very good.
Oh, God, what have I
I'm happy you guys
right
have
now.
Been seen today. Thank you, caller. Mike will have a cigarette and we will move on to Dan.
Not with weed, though.
That's a jazz cigarette.
Finally time.
Mike Minotti, I think this has gone on for long enough. I think it's finally time for you to show us the damn dog already, okay?
Oh, God.
Just show us
Penny,
please. I want to see the dog.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you, caller.
Do we have a Penny sighting?
Okay, here we go.
Hang on, I'm getting the...
Hey, there's a dog.
There she is, everybody. She was
it
sleeping.
Did appear that you retrieved her from a drawer.
No, she was just down... She has to sleep by me. Hey, yo, Penny, say hello. Say,
what? I'm very real. Hello, everybody.
Okay.
I'm the realest damn dog you've ever seen.
Yeah. Oh, that's great, Penny. Thank you so much.
Oh, that's very cute. What kind of dog is Penny?
Penny is half Maltese and half Havamalt, which are two very similar breeds anyways. It's called a Havamalt, which is fun to say. Penny
it's a bit redundant, but nevertheless very cute.
Yeah, Penny's 11 years old. She's getting a little bit up there. But she's still doing pretty good.
Golden nice. Girl right there.
There you go.
Hell yeah. I love that.
All right.
I love that.
All right. Say goodbye right. to the people, Penny.
Bye, Penny.
Bye, Penny.
Bye, Penny.
Making
go back to bed.
Her debut on the voicemail dump truck. That's right. That's
sorry,
where all
I got
dogs
a call.
Get.
What was just happening?
Don't worry about it.
Debuted.
Okay. Talking about it. Okay.
Mike held up a sack of flour and it got very upset.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Probably pretended there was a dog.
He put
cool.
googly
okay.
eyes on it. It was weird.
Yeah. Sounds about right.
Thank you, caller. Jan Ochoa, you're up.
Find a bestie.
Hey, Dumpers. Olive here from Nashville, and I'm just sitting here watching Quad M, Mario Maker Most Mornings. And just the mere mention of Jameson summoned Jan, and as a Jan stan, do I need to start buying Jameson? Also, I just love the besties that Mike and Grub are. How do you find a bestie like that? All right. Love y'all. Bye.
Thank you, caller.
They really are. They're Bert and fucking Ernie, man. Like, they're just so cute. They're so cute together.
I mean, it just kind of worked out where, like, you know, I mean, I worked with him from a very young start, and he happened to be close enough to me that I would see him in person. And we're just similar, like, in a lot of ways. Mostly in, like, liking to joke around people and having, like, a good amount of, like, like patience and just, I don't know, being relatively chill. Like we're not ever getting a shoot hot at each other.
I mean, he's
going to
take
like,
care of you in your old age.
Right, exactly. So, you know, there's, I don't know how these things happen. I think that, you know, I think we are both nice people and it's easy to make friends. If you're a nice person, you meet other nice people. Not to toot my own horn, but you know.
No, absolutely.
I think it also helps when you like work in a job that is just directly tied to like your greatest passion, because right. then it's like it's going to attract other people that share that passion, and then you can easily talk to them. Because like I worked at a million places before Game Informer, and like I had friends at these places, but it was like, I don't know, this guy's played like 3 video games at the Garmin call center. I guess he's my best bud here because he knows if he has an Xbox. Versus I started Game Informer, and it's like, here's Tim Turry, here's Ben Hansen, here's 20 editors that I can have long conversations about my favorite thing with everywhere I look. And that, I think that really helps if you're surrounded by people that share that passion.
Yeah, I also think if you are not only share that passion, but you wind up being in the trenches for stuff like E3 or like travel. Big events.
Oh, yeah. Those traveling. Big bonding events.
Yeah.
Like that stuff back in the days you. Where, yeah, we were like, you know, sharing crappy hotel rooms or Airbnbs. Jeff was in chat. His stated reason is, he says, become financially entangled.
No, yeah.
That'll do it.
Sometimes it won't. I think that
sometimes
even.
Sometimes actually the opposite happens.
Yeah,
but
I would say more often than not, unfortunately. So you guys break the mold with that for sure.
It's the only reason I talk to Mike and Mary is money.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're terrible people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, no one wouldn't believe you.
I do.
We know what they did. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to joke with bad side. Jeez. No.
No. God, no.
No.
She will mac and cheese murder you.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I openly joke with Grubb all the time. It's like, yeah, it's grand, man. So, you know, love you, buddy. It's going to be a shame when money tears us apart down the road.
Yeah. So celebrate what you have now, right?
Yeah, like, it's great right now.
To answer the caller's question, don't get into Jameson. No matter what age you are, don't get into Jamie. Unless you're making Irish coffees.
Okay.
Yeah, JMO's tough. Don't get into Southern Comfort. Don't get into Jameson. Don't whatever you do. Don't even look in the general direction of Jägermeister.
No. Jäger sucks. Or like Goldschlager and that stuff. Like that stuff sucks. Yeah.
I like Goldschlager because it reminds drinking. Me.
Everclear. Sorry.
Ugh.
No, Goldschlager reminds me of Grim Fandango because there's like a puzzle in that game where you have to you have to activate a metal detector. So you have to drink like some Goldschlager like thing because of the metal, the gold flakes. I don't know if it would work like that. I have a friend who will only drink Jameson and it's upsetting. I try to like buy
That's
her
sad.
Nice Irish whiskey and she was kind of like not having it.
Oh,
like,
this is really sad.
My shitty Jameson, right? And she'll still like want to do shots. And I'm like, I don't really want to do shots anymore. And she's just like, here's your shot. And I'm like, no, it's awful.
That being said, if someone offers me a shot at JMO, I'm 9 times out of 10. I will always take it.
We were at that tiki bar over PAX East and somebody was buying a giant round of shots for everyone like near the end of the night.
Yeah.
And I specifically was like, because I was already feeling, you know, fairly like, you know, I didn't need a shot that late at night. And so I definitely did the thing where I just kind of like moved over to the side and like didn't see the shots being handed. And I'm like, okay.
I straight up was like, no, thank you. Not doing that.
At that same bar, I don't know how the bartender knew, but they accidentally made too much of an espresso martini, sought me out and was like, hey, you take the rest of this.
Nice.
Like, oh, thank you.
Oh, I love that espresso martini we had on Friday night. Wasn't that delicious?
I love a good Spromar.
Do you get those gimmicks in the conch shells? I drank a couple out of a conch shell.
Oh, yeah.
It was good as hell.
Well, this was at the dinner before the panel.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, right. So that tiki bar we went to, shout outs to Shore Leave in Boston. That was
fantastic.
A ton of fun, and we had a very good time there.
Have we told the folks at home that Mike almost killed you, Dan?
Oh, right!
As we're getting out of the Uber to Shore Leave. Holy shit, I almost, my finger was almost the least of my concerns right now. About to fix up my TMJ because I was about to get a fucking face replacement.
I didn't hear this.
Oh, shit. It was crazy.
Crazy.
It was about to be. It was like 2 centimeters from being fucking crazy.
2 centimeters?
Yeah. I was in the back of a Lyft XL, and Mike was in the middle thing there, and we were all getting out, and most people were getting out the left side, but I was on the right side of back there. Mike gets out the right side.
The
What's that?
You were getting out into traffic?
No.
It was it wasn't anything.
Okay,
like that.
Sorry.
But Mike was going out the right side, and I'm like, okay, well, I'll get out too. I'm behind Mike here, and I'm like, my face is almost outside of the car, and then swam. Just the door is shut directly in front of my face. Like I could feel the air just on my nose. Like Mike slammed the door directly in my fucking face. It was this close to like broken fucking face.
Yeah.
But and you can't do anything to brace yourself there,
right? No,
it's just
it.
Your head.
And then the best part of this is, like, Nikki and I see this happen. Grub sees this happen. And, like, we eventually get out of the car. Dan looks a little bit shaken up. And you just see Mike Minotti, like, sauntering into the place.
Thank God, let's go to the tiki bar. Is open. Thank God, yeah. The tiki
torches. He's got Jimmy Buffett in his head. He's like,
I was looking over there. I was like, that's weird. I don't know what they're doing. But come on, everybody. Let's go.
My life is flashing before my eyes. Yeah.
So, yeah. A couple reasons why. For one was just I'm an idiot. I'm like, never. Like, no one's coming out my way. But
no
then,
one
like,
could follow me.
And then with Jeeps, like, you know, I drive a Jeep. You really have to slam that door for it to close or else it'll be like, not closed. We're going to suck up all your battery. So like, I'm in a bad habit of really slamming my doors closed. Sorry, Dan.
Ooh, that was so scary. I was like rattled after that.
I'm sorry. I almost killed you.
You did feel really bad at the bar.
I did. And I was like, it was really weird because I was very excited about the tiki bar. But then I felt kind of bad about almost killing Dan. So
I don't understand. You guys all walk in there and not anyone mentions a peep of this. Like, I feel like
we were talking about it.
Oh, I didn't hear you talk about it.
Well, I wanted to pretend it didn't happen because, you know.
Well, the karaoke was immediately happening around us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank God, man. The tiki bar is open.
Oh, what songs did you do, Mike?
I did Mr. Roboto's, my go to karaoke.
Oh,
it was very good.
Thank you.
Is any of that made? Like, are we sharing any of that or
some of it? Got
was there a video?
There was definitely video. I saw Grub recording you, but I just like I couldn't look away. Like I couldn't have grabbed my phone because I was just too entranced. I was like intoxicated.
Their
performance.
There was this. So we wound up filling that bar with like games people, right? Because like some devs came over.
The nasty boys definitely came over.
But there was this elderly dude that walks in wearing a vest and just looking around smiling. And then this guy proceeds to sing Fetty Wap's Trap Queen and does a pretty good job.
Didn't even need to look at the screen for some parts.
Yeah. I wanted to buy this guy a beer so bad. This is probably some, like a local close bar to him. And he's like, oh, wow, it's popping here tonight.
That's right.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. That was insane.
Good bar.
Good bar.
Fantastic.
Good. All right. Let's go to First Kid.
The movie?
Hello, Doctors of Dump. My wife is expecting our first kid in September, and we're pretty pumped. What should I do? Like, what do I need to do beforehand? I'm not talking about buying stuff or shopping for the babies or even the obvious stuff like get sleep. What is the stuff I should take care of? More experiences, more, you know, how to spend my time before this happens. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you, caller. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have picked this one just because of the panel today.
Yeah, you want me to get grub in here real quick?
I didn't realize. That's not where my mind went.
You have a kid. You can do it.
No, like real quick. Just don't do anything. Like, it's just going to happen. Whether you like it or not, buddy, it's happening. You can't get enough sleep ahead of time. It's not like a checking account. You can't just deposit all that shit and fucking hope it collects interest so that you could like use it over time. That's not how sleep works. So don't worry about it. Let it happen. I know that's so much easier said than done, but just try and enjoy it. It's going to be a roller coaster.
Should you know change some behavior to like expect it? Like, I don't know, like stop taking edibles or something?
I mean,
More edibles.
I say this, I catch some slack for it because, you know, it's not going to be everyone's experience. First 4 months of Dib's life, a lot of downtime.
Okay.
I hear that a lot.
Motherfucker's sleeping for 4 hours at a time, 24 hours a day. Sleeping more than he's up, for the most part. I played all of, what did I play? Arkham Knight.
That's
what
probably
came out.
Man, it's Arkham Knight that old that like people became humans.
Bloodborne?
I mean, don't give Dylan too much credit.
Bloodborne, right?
Yeah.
Bloodborne came out that March.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a lot of time. You know, it's going to be different, you know, for the mom because there's a lot. So oh, just sure. prepare to be helping in my case.
Because of the milk. Help.
Yeah. Say it, Mike. Among other because things. Of the what? You know, be prepared to help the mom is really what I'm trying to say. Help, the, you know, because that's who's on the hook, right, for the heavy loads. Speaking of loads, make it so that she doesn't have to change a diaper.
Oh. Yo, I didn't realize how fast newborns go through diapers.
Oh, yeah. Buddy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Do they make, like, XL ones that can, like, hold more so you don't have to, like, re-up as much?
They're just number sizes.
I mean, can, like, can one hold like five dumps
no.
and then
no, you're no, supposed you to clean it. Yeah. Once it's dumped on, you're supposed to clean it. It's not sanitary or comfortable.
It's are a there consumable. Like adhesives or do you have to like tie it together like a rope?
It's yeah. adhesive.
What,
like, little,
what do you? Yeah. What do you?
I've never touched a diaper. I know. In my
that's why I'm asking
life.
You. What, I know. That's why I'm asking you what you think.
I assumed
you
it was like some like, toga robe situation where you had to tie some shit up or something. I don't know if adhesives are bad for babies or what.
You think diapers are like robe based?
Like with a big safety pin.
I spend no time thinking about diapers.
The big safety pin. Sure. It's all, it's all cartoon babies.
Yeah, no. It's just interesting to see how.
No, there's an adhesive.
Okay. Sometimes there's like an elastic band. It's kind of like a.
What if a kid like eats it or something?
I would describe it as like
it's attached
Velcro.
To the diaper.
But can they pick it off or something?
No, of newborn babies get like swaddled, meaning they basically get put in like a fucking straitjacket like
those coffin sleeping bags.
Yeah, like that's how they force them to sleep because they'll like they're just flailing, they're just like they're barely alive, they're just like a flailing lump. Fucking little blob of goo.
It's basically and tickle me Elmo.
Yeah, and you don't want it to like scratch itself with its like little tiny sharp nails.
Those things
and stuff.
Are sharp.
So you basically like swaddle the thing in like Jeff, a robe kind of thing, like a burrito, if you will.
Jeff Bacalar is the resident father here. Can you explain baby grip to me? Like, why do babies have such strong grip?
I don't know. That's a doctor question, probably, or like a scientist question. I can confirm that they seem to have like disproportionately strong grips. I don't know. I don't know why. It's interesting for sure. But
I
like
someone holding a set of keys the other day.
Yeah, like dude, it's funny. You could probably put anything in there, and they'll really form a tight grip. Like that's like some of the first photos I have of D is him just like holding on my finger like a for dear life.
Their hands crazy. Are fucking tiny. Like I met Ben Hansen's kid, and they're just tiny hands. Like, it's crazy. Like a little bit like they got fingernails and shit. It's weird.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Jeff is a grub is a good point, Chad. I think because we are descendant from apes, and one thing that even infants had to be very good at immediately was being able to latch onto their mothers. So I think
if you believe that story,
let's not bring politics into this, Mitch. Yeah.
I mean, if you believe that's where we came from,
that's before the 5G.
Doesn't explain why there still are apes, Minotti.
I'm sorry, I had to make it woke.
Woke. We keep wokeness out of biology, please. I always can't even do the joke because it's just so
it's
awesome.
Incredible.
Jeff Grubb chiming off in chat reminds me about the eclipse.
Yeah.
That's coming in about a week and a half's time.
Oh, that's soon.
Dude, my kid's school is like, they're making a meal out of it, and I am stoked. They're getting everyone glasses. They're like taking all the kids out. Like, it sounds like it's a whole day of fun and excitement, and I am pumped.
And it sounds like we weren't far from it happening during WrestleMania. Like, that sounds, that would have been the coolest shit.
Yeah, but
do you imagine
if
they
got
timed? This is back when, like, Taker was active and he did, like, a Taker entrance during an eclipse. That'd be the coolest shit.
He's not, whatchamacallit. Philly's not in the cone of totality.
Oh, right. But it was, like,
path.
Adjacent-ish. Path. Yeah.
Cone.
The cone. Vision cone of totality. Sorry, path of totality.
Same thing.
Same exact thing. Yeah, I'm really excited about it. I think like where I am, it's gonna be close to 90%, which is pretty good. Jeez. Like, does 90 mean it's gonna get dark?
I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Right?
90% dark is pretty dark.
Probably pretty dark. I think I'm like I'm not quite in it, but
close you're gotta enough. Be close too. Yeah,
you I'm pretty be close. I think it's I'm not gonna really notice a difference.
You're close enough where you should go.
Apparently, like, I asked Jeff, like, should I just go to your house, like, for it? He's like, they're saying that it is going to be such a clusterfuck up here, it probably won't be worth it. Like,
well, you'd have to go, like, 2 days early, right, and just drive to his house.
Yeah, I'd have to live there for a while. He'll bring Penny, who is real. Yeah, it'd be great.
I haven't seen her.
That's true. Oh, is that, like, a joke that you've never seen?
Yeah, I've heard the soundboard, but I haven't seen the dog.
Dan doesn't believe I have a dog.
Penny also looked different than the one picture I've seen of Penny. So I don't know if it's the same dog.
Well,
it's
a very sophisticated hologram.
Different haircuts. Yeah, different days between grooming.
Green
screens
are great.
Different. Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Sora AI.
Storyline.
Like,
website,
that's not how green screen works, though.
Look, you can do amazing shit with green screen.
Like, Mike is just holding like a green bag,
just like a potato chip bag.
Yeah, and put a JPEG over it. Keyframe that motherfucker, and you got a dog.
Oh, okay, you're right.
It's cool. This is cool stuff. Just cool stuff. All right. Chat chose a pineapple.
Hey, Dumpers. It's John from Louisville. I was just speaking to my mom a few minutes ago, and she was telling me about a neat yard sign she got at a secondhand store that said, "Sunshine on my mind," but the U in sunshine was replaced with a pineapple. Yeah. My mom did not know about the pineapple and swinger connection. She did
me
not
neither.
Oh, yo. All. So I just had to ruin her innocence and tell her why she may not want to put that sign out in the yard. So I'm just wondering, have you ever had to break the innocence of your parents or someone like that? Anyway, have a good one. Love y'all. Bye.
Yeah,
so
let's talk about the pineapple first.
Yeah,
so for
whatever reason, and I only know this because I'm on TikTok too much sometimes.
Okay, and you got served this, so
Yeah. Well, I was looking into like cruise vacations and like reviews of like ships. Apparently, for whatever reason, the swinger community has adopted the symbol of a pineapple to kind of act as a flag to other interested couples or individuals that are also into swinging. So if you have a neighbor or maybe you're in a hotel or a cruise ship and you like decorate your door or whatever, or you put up a pineapple, or sometimes if you were even grocery shopping and you put a pineapple in a certain way on your shopping cart, you are peacocking to other swingers that like, yo, hit us up. We're looking for like a third, fourth, and or fifth.
Wait, how do you peacock with your shopping cart?
Because you put the pineapple on a specific part of your
cart. Apparently the pineapple has to be upside down and all of this for it to work.
Pineapple must be,
that makes more sense. Because like I was getting worried because when I grew up, like we had like stone pineapples as like decorations in the front yard. And I was getting kind of concerned there. They were upside right, though.
Okay. Yeah. Because of this, I did it. I, living in San Francisco, you know, it's a very free city, parts of it.
A little too free, you know what I mean?
It suddenly explained a lot of attention in certain parts of the city because pineapples, for the early part of my 20s, were just like my thing. Like, I had so many shirts with pineapples that, like, a lot of... You know, I get prepositions, be like, yo, what's up? And I'll be like, no. What are you talking about?
For real?
Yeah.
It's
fun.
Wow.
Yeah. So I had to get rid of all my pineapple shirts. Damn it.
Mm.
There's 10 plus years ago or so, I used to wear like the America flag pants and the America gimmicks and stuff like that. And I just stopped doing that as much. But there were still some like family members who were like, oh, Dan likes like America stuff. And for one Christmas, a well-meaning family member that I don't think knew the connotation here, got me like a metal piece of wall art of like, it was the US with, you know, big old blue stripe down the middle. So like Christmas, just like, oh, thanks. I don't know if I'm bringing this on my plane, but all right.
That sounds awesome.
I was playing Cards Against the Humanity with my friends, and one time, like, my mom got involved, and my mom got a card that said necrophilia.
Uh-oh.
And she was like, what does this mean? Had to tell her, I guess.
That's a rough game with older relatives.
It is. She took it like a chip for the most part.
Apples to apples, maybe a better version of that game for your family.
Sure.
Yeah, I agree. Yes.
Wow. You're like, are you sitting down, Mom?
Yeah. I think I was just like, that's having sex with dead bodies.
Mikey, why do you know that?
Like, don't worry about it. Where's the Jameson?
Grasp her pearls, right? All right. This has been a great show. I think we have time for one more. And we're going to give it to the person that was able to win the map contest. And that was me.
Let's
go
with
5 minutes.
Find appealing.
Hey, this is a shout out to my coworker, John, especially because he is the one that gave me this phone number, handed it to me on a piece of paper with nothing else on it and said, call this. And I was like, excuse me. Also, you know, you ever have that coworker who leaves pens everywhere and you have to put them back? That's also him. But otherwise, he's pretty cool. Anyway, yeah, so this is weird, but great. I hope he finds out. Anyway, Alexa, 5 minute timer.
Thank you, Colin.
Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. Did they just sneak in like...
They Alexa'd.
I thought that doesn't work anymore.
Oh.
I thought it doesn't work. I thought there's like a signal or something.
Was anybody's
like some
Alexa
watermark.
Activated? Tell us.
Hey, yeah, Siri, like... set alarm for 3:41 a.m.
Okay,
hey,
Google.
Hey, Siri, call mom. Hey, Siri, text up. Dad, I poo-pooed in my big boy pants.
You guys are fucked up. You're so bad.
It's funny.
See? Grub, whenever he does the OK Google one, it always activates someone's Google device.
Yeah.
OK Google, order 300 rolls of toilet paper.
Man, that doesn't work.
Someone
like
is running over right now. Stop something.
No, right? It's like a pot that's boiling over. You're like, no.
Chat says, Dan, remember when that backfired on yourself? No, I don't. I'm guessing I set an alarm. I probably set an alarm for myself.
You
yeah,
absolutely did.
Yeah, that sounds
I'm
right.
A little sad. I never actually like really worked in an office with people. I've been doing it remotely since day one. Yeah,
really.
And like, I definitely wouldn't want to move for it. But like, part of me is like, it'd be fun to like actually be in an office with people. I'm mostly glad I get to work from home. But I don't know, like people's weird quirks. Like, there's John leaving the pens out again. Yep. I guess like,
you
I'm
heard
clean
it.
This up, you know.
And you heard
like,
it, folks. Mitch says, everyone back in the office.
Back in the office. Come on. Stop being layabouts here. We got to ship Grand Theft Auto 6. Let's go.
Crack the whip. No, I agree. Everyone should return to the... No, I missed that culture for sure.
I miss
Do you
soda.
Think nowadays... I don't know if we're just in the podcaster bubble or whatever, but do you think nowadays most working adults in America are working from home or working in a place?
I feel like
there's
it's
definitely...
Like,
data
50-50 maybe
50-50
that seems right. Yeah. I don't okay well like you know it's I guess I would say it's probably in person and it would depend on what you
sure
do
sure
just an unscientific survey of like my friends it's predominantly aside from teachers from home.
Yeah, all of my friends are like podcasters, so it's pretty much all from home.
I'll say this, like I wish we did podcasts in person.
It's, sure. I think like, you I lose like 15%. I think I put it at like 15, maybe 20% of like, you know, like when we are in person, when we're doing stuff in person, it's like, man, it's great. Just, you know, looking over and seeing someone on a
it's
couch.
Better.
You know? Yeah.
It's
I
better.
Think it's so much easier to do in person. Huh?
Yeah. Oh my God. You could see where everyone's clapping. You don't like, it's so much better. Clapping
you should all come
person.
To Ohio. Join the largest gaming media company in Ohio, GameS, it'll be great. We'll have a studio somewhere in between Youngstown and Cleveland.
Come to Minnesota. It finally went above freezing. There's still snow outside, but it's above freezing today.
Right. Oh, but God. I mean, it is so fucked. Like, we're all, like, everyone's so spread out and has their lives. It's incredible to me that it used to be like, yeah, I guess we just all moved to San Francisco now.
You had to. Yeah.
You just had to. Like, fine I hope
with
that
me.
Works out.
Yeah. I mean, you're right, for sure. Like, I mean, I remember there was always, like, remote people. But
sure, yeah.
I, you know, like there's always a handful of people who are just like, I'm in Missouri and I'm not leaving. And then just being like, all right, fucking keep writing these things.
I guess it's weird for me because I've only ever done remote podcasts. So like, I don't know. I'm pretty used to it. And like when I am able to do something in person, like, yeah, I think it's special. And I like to like make that feel special. But otherwise, that's fine for me.
I mean, the benefits as the people doing the podcast far outweigh the negatives. You know, it's like the fact that we were all able to work together and all live where we want to live.
Right.
And it's like, that's irreplaceable, you know?
Yeah. I do miss like in-person shenanigans happening on a more frequent basis for sure. And some stuff is easier with everyone in a physical location together. But God, I do not miss sitting around in traffic.
Oh. Yeah. Totally. Commuting is...
Ugh. Yeah, she had to get to the office. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. I took the Muni for an hour every day in San Francisco and then the subway for an hour every day in New York. It's...
Ugh.
You were on the subway for an hour?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Close to it.
Was it just one
the
train?
Muni, the Muni was an hour. The subway was... I was up there.
Damn.
That seems insane. That's like crazy.
Yeah,
how did I have a shorter commute than you? I don't understand.
Yours went pretty direct. Mine had a billion stops.
Yeah. Damn. You know what I miss? I miss like, I had a when it worked, the train ride getting into the city was pretty easy. And you know, I would usually like leave with Vinny to go to Penn Station, and that was like a fun walk. Miss that. And I do miss like going out after work with you guys.
Yeah, that was fun.
And, you know, doing the thing and doing all the drugs we used to do. I miss that.
You didn't hear that, Mike.
Yeah. Don't worry, Mike. We had like donuts too. Everything was fine.
Or Backler and I going into the office one day after a karaoke night, just wearing sunglasses to the office, which we never did. And Vinny being like, "What's going on here?"
I remember he came to me first and was just like, "What's going on?" Like that kind of thing. And I'm like, "Oh, Vinny. You know,
I think you crashed on my couch that night, Backler."
Oh, that's right. Oh my God, Jesus Christ. Okay, well, I think the World Cup was on during that time in our lives. That's how long.
And we never figured out how that Jerp sticker got on my fridge in that apartment. That's weird.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the voicemail dump truck. I saw it in the listing after, which is pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was hard to get off.
I'm glad it stuck around. Yeah. That's right. That's right. 707 Exit Flu is the phone number. Please call us, and hopefully we'll get to your very special voicemail next time. I do have one more postcard that I would like to read.
Aww. Oh,
The front cover is the infamous photo of me by myself in the old Beastcast studio in Giant Bomb East. And believe it or not, this is someone from Boston.
Oh.
And I just like never, I didn't get to it. Like on the Beastcast panel, which is crazy. It says, "Big kisses on the cheek to the entire crew and to anyone who's ever felt lonely.
Aw.
Happy holidays, Eric from Boston."
Big Easter guy.
So fucking A, there you go.
Happy Good Friday, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's coming up. And that's about it. Ladies and gentlemen, that'll do it. Thank you to Mike Minotti. Thank you to Jan Ochoa. And thank you to second place finisher Daniel
Reichert. I do think Dan is probably right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's really good. Glad you have that soundbite. We'll see you next time. Thank you, chats. Thank you, everyone. Have a good week.